HXB. KK4HXB. This is Earl. I was kind of shooting for Chris or Patrick, one of them guys up there. I guess I missed the net.
Edward, yeah, way sitting there without any power. You got power your way?
Where you at, Earl? Yeah, we got power.
Yeah, we in GR. Yeah, power's been out for probably about 20 minutes now. Getting ready to go fire the generator up.
I don't know what to comment on that. It just depends on what happens. A lot of times, somebody will run into a power pole or something. We got a Generac, Earl, down here, so we don't run out of power.
Called a, about a 12,000 watt from Costco. They brought it out, delivered it. I took it out of the box and never could get it started. It wouldn't run, so they came and picked it up. And we went and bought us another 12,000 watt propane dual fuels, and we run it. She fires right up, first pull.
I've seen those there. That's a great size, too. I used to have an 8,000 watt, but every 8 hours you had to fuel it, and it wasn't dual supply. Being able to use propane is a real nice benefit.
Yeah, we got about 10, 12 grill bottles, plus we got a couple 100-pound bottles, and yeah, we good on propane, so we just lit our gas heater for the first time in 2 or 3 years.
There's a 7 to 17 mile an hour wind down here now at 38 degrees and feels like 32. It's pretty darn chilly.
What you talking about at your homestead?
Yes, sir, I have a weather station here.
Think about buying me one of those. Where's a good place to pick them up at?
Accurite, A-C-R-U-I-T-E, Accurite. H-C-U-R-I-T-E. Oh, they'll run anywhere from $100 up to $200. And mine is on the cheaper side. And as far as I'm concerned, they work like a champ. I've had one for years. I had one failure after several years, and I had to replace the anemometer, the wind speed thing. But overall, they're good. Now, if you go looking at Davis or one of them other high-dollar ones, you can spend $400 or $500 if you want, but it does the same thing.
What did you say to go pick one at? Can I get one local?
Just don't know. I haven't seen them locally. It used to be, after about October or so, Costco's would have them. But that's not the case now. If you got Amazon, just go to Amazon. It's real easy.
Friday, just Google weather station.
That's a fact. It'll come up. It's under Accurite, and they're running some sales right now. Let me peek right here for a second. Hang on.
KO4MWX, comment for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know about that brand, but Cabela's does carry several different, I would call weather stations or, you know, temperature, humidity, wind speed kind of things, rain.
They have Accurite down there, and they usually run sales on them, but around this time of year. But if it ain't this time of year, they're way too high. But I bought one as a gift down here one time, and it was around $100, and that's just about this area which mine is, Earl.
I'm in my office now. Let me write this down. What was the name of that again, Tom?
Accurite. Let me see if I got any ads. I got the computer, and thank the gentleman there that was with us. Here we go, Accurite. Let's see. Let's see, it's spelled A-C-U-R-I-T-E. and the HCU is capital A-C-U, capital R-I-T-E, as one word. And that's what they have at Cabela's. He's right. But I think you'll do better at Amazon, usually. But like I say, they do throw good sales on them at Cabela's.
KK4HXB Friday. I'll step back and let somebody else get it. I'm going to write all this stuff down when my power comes back on, or I might go on my phone and Google it and see what they got. KK4HXB, I'm monitoring.
All day long, my wife's in the shower and she's had a new kitchen on. So if the other gentleman wants to jump in for a second, I'll be here.
MWX. Still monitoring. I was going to let him know. I looked up the Duke Energy outage, and they're saying the estimated time of restoration is 11:45 tonight.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go get my generator fired up, but I think KK4HXB monitoring.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Now you're in the know there, Earl. Accurite 5-in-1 home weather station with Wi-Fi connection, which you don't need that necessarily, but if you want it, you can look at it on your phone. Even it's $131.80, but there are cheaper ones than that. And it'll give you many, many parameters of the weather there and the forecast and the rainfall and the rate of the rain and indoor-outdoor temperature, feels-like temperature, you know, heat index, whatever you want, you can set it up for.
I'm on Amazon right now getting ready to order me one. Thank you very much.
There's 114.19. It's in the second row there on Amazon. You can get the high-end one, but it's up around $200, so that's up to you. The $114 one works like a champ, as far as I'm concerned, Earl. I'll let you go. I better get in there and check on my wife and thank everybody for the help they threw in there. And I'm sorry I missed the net tonight, but wife comes first. This is N0TR Clear.
WX, I was just going to let you know that they have one on sale at Cabela's for $99.
Drive down to Woodruff Boulevard for to save $20. Not me. Not in this zoo at this time of year. But thank you.
I get that motion.
And they drive among us. And there's just no way I'm going down there. But thanks a lot. Yeah, they do run some good sales on them. But during the year, I've looked at them, and that same one will be $150.
I've never really looked into them. I've had a few of the little, you know, tell you humidity and temperature from outside and display inside. But this one is, like you said, it's got the big weather station, almost like a weather vane kind of thing on it.
Called an anemometer, and that measures your wind speed. And they even have a kit that you can get from them. And I did that. It was $29 when my anemometer was getting a little iffy. And it has two photocells on it and two fans instead of one. And so I added it on just for the heck of it. It's a little more accurate. But I've compared the rain gauge out front in the garden with the rain gauge on the weather station, and they're almost identical every time. So, and you can calibrate it, but I've never done that to mine. I'm not that sensitive about exactly. But I tell you this much, we sure get a different amount of rain up here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham than they do at the GSP airport.
We're near GSP, right on the Ennery River.
Okie doke. Yeah, there's some guys check in that are down that way. I think David's down around the Ennery. I'm not sure. Possum Kingdom. But yeah, they work really well. And whenever you can buy about four of them for the price of one Davis, and the only dynamic moving thing on there is the anemometer, so that'd be the only thing that would fail most likely. Now, I had a spider crawl up in mine, and so did KI4DOS, and all I did was take it down and kick the spider out, and that was the end of that. But you can replace the whole thing out there for like $80 or so. But look at them on Amazon. They're pretty well. I better get in and check on the wife. She just had that new hip put in on Wednesday, but really appreciate it. My name's Tom, by the way, and I'll say 73's in clear. This is N0TR.
The name's Corey here. It's KO4MWX, and I'll be clear also. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Corey. Merry Christmas.